Helen Betty Osborne by Marilyn Dumont. Betty, if I set out to write this poem about you, it might turn out instead to be about me, or any one of my female relatives. It might turn out to be about this young native girl growing up in rural Alberta, in a town with fewer Indians than ideas about Indians, in a town just south of the Aryan nations. It might turn out to be about Anna May Aquash, Donald Marshall, or Richard Cardinal. It might even turn out to be about our grandmothers, beasts of burden in the fur trade, skinning, scraping, pounding, packing, left behind for British standards of womanhood, left for white melting-skinned women, not bits of brown women, left here in this wilderness, this colony. Betty, if I start to write a poem about you, it might turn out to be about hunting season instead, about open season on native women. It might turn out to be about your face, young and hopeful, staring back at me, hollow now, from a black and white page. It might be about the townsfolk, gentle word, townsfolk, who believed native girls were easy and less likely to complain if a sexual proposition led to violence. Betty, if I write this poem,